Hopefully we'll move forward and proceed again. Our next case is 2025-01228, Jennifer Lynn Risman Mole, 1220127. Star Six, if you're online.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. So let me.
And my business partner's here too, Jackie. She's on the next stock.
Oh, she's the next one up. Should we do these two together? Or we can't do them together, can we? Can we do them together?
You may.
All right, we're going to do the case 2250129 also. Jacqueline F. Medina. License one. Okay, hang on. 11000747. All right, so both of you, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're going to take these truth and the whole truth? Say yes or no, and then state your name.
Yes, Jennifer.
Yes, Jacqueline Medina.
There you go. All right, so our investigator is going to go through this and tell us about it, and we're going to come back to you and ask you questions.
We had four come in. Oh, sorry.
We'll come back to you and ask you questions when we're ready for you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, member of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On November 5th, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Studio 5 Hair, and I spoke with the co-owner, Jacqueline Medina. The following licensing violation was found. I searched for an establishment license on the board licensing database system and determined it is an unlicensed establishment. I informed Jacqueline of the violation, emailed her a direct link for the establishment license application, and wrote the board website and the inspection report before meeting with her. On November 18, 2024, establishment license number SDOS34579 was generated for Studio 5 Hair, which expires on November 18, 2025. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to take them.
Does the board have any questions? Okay, so let's actually start with Ms. Medina. Have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes.
And do you want to tell me anything about this?
We were unaware that we needed to have, when we moved into the suite, this is our first time opening something. They just stressed that we need to have the Mesa business license. So we didn't know that we needed one from the Arizona State Board license as well. And that's what I had told the Alexandra. And she said that did happen, but we did clear that up and did get it. Within a week.
Okay. All right. And how was this facility?
There were no license, or excuse me, there were no sanitation violations found.
Okay. Okay. Questions from the board? Okay, we're going to move into deliberations now. So we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion regarding findings, facts, and conclusions of law.
Make a motion we accept the finding of fact and conclusions of law. Or one or both cases?
For both cases, 2025-01228 and also 2025-01229.
Okay. We've heard enough taking it. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So we agree this happened. Now, is there any history?
No history.
No history. Good girl. All right, so do we have a motion for order of discipline in this matter?
Marshall Knox, I move that we order a letter of concern involving cases number 2025-01228 and 2025-01229.
Okay, do we have a second?
Ms. Montlover seconds.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much. So, ladies.
Yes. Yes.
We agree that this is complicated. We agree that you solved your problems, and we like that you kept your place clean and safe. So, we're going to give you a letter of concern about the fact that you didn't know you needed a license, even though you learned that in school. And you could have looked up on a web page and 10 other ways. But nonetheless, this is where we are. So you're just going to get, there is no fine today. And I expect you to do well, make a lot of money, and never come back here. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Our next case is 2025-01281. Pedro's Barbershop, BBE 000486. Pedro Zuniga III, BAR 002748. We have anybody here from that case?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Find you here. Sorry, I'm just digging through paper, trying to make sure that it's the right thing for you. All right. So anyway, so Mr. Zuniga, do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Heather Zuniga.
Thank you. We're going to have our investigator run through this case and then we're going to come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
Morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Christine McDaniel. On January 29, 2025, a formal inspection was conducted at Pedro's Barbershop, located in Tucson, Arizona. Subsequent to the comprehensive assessment, the establishment received a rating of unsatisfactory. This adverse rating was directly attributable to the discovery of multiple licensing infractions. Specifically, the investigations disclosed that Pedro's Barbershop was operating under an expired establishment license. Records within the board database indicate the establishment license had lapsed on June 30th, 2023, denoting a prolonged operation period without proper licensing. Further examination reveals that the barber operating within the establishment, Mr. Zuniga, also possessed an expired personal license, BAR-002748. This individual's personal license had expired on August 9th, 2024, reflecting a failure to uphold the necessary individual credentials for practice of barbering. Subsequent inquiries of establishment license BBE-000486 demonstrated that the license mentioned earlier was renewed on April 24, 2025, with a new expiration date of June 30th, 2025. Regarding the expired personal license, record indicates that Mr. Zuniga renewed his personal license on April 24, 2025, with a new expiration date of August 9th, 2026.
Thank you. Mr. Zuniga, do you have anything you'd like to add to that testimony?
Yes. I've been a barber for 26 years now, and I've owned my own barber shop for 25 years. I've never had a problem with licensing or you know, paying it. But in 2023, I believe, or whenever the system switched over to on, you know, where you had to log in and do it online, yeah, renew your licenses online. I did it the first year, which I think was in 2022. And it took, you know, I was able to log in. It took all my information. I paid it and had no problem. The following year when I went to, I'm guessing this was 2023. When I went to log in, it said that my email, that it wasn't, for some reason the system wouldn't accept it. So okay. I called the board and they said, oh, you know, everything's online now, there's nothing you could do. So I went ahead and still mailed a check, and so I got a notice. I got the check back telling me that it needed to be a cashier's check. So I sent a cashier's check for both licenses. And I got the letter back again, and they're telling me that I needed an ID. So I send it back with an ID, with a check. And when they send it back again, telling me that now my license had expired, or that I owed late fees because now it was late. So, you know, I just, I tried calling the board, asking them, hey, I've been trying to make this payment. Like, why are you guys trying to tell me that, you know, that I'm late? You know, I'm trying to do everything I can. They said, well, we can't even really take the checks. You have to do it all, you know, you have to do it through the online portal. And so I've been trying to get onto the online portal. They told me to call and that somebody would help me. So the person that was on there, she gave me a new password to try to log in. The password was 123 exclamation point. I did that and it still did not go through. So I feel like I don't know what else to do. So after that is when this inspector came and, you know, I tried to explain to her. I told her, look, I have the checks right here. If you want, I can give them to you. And she said, no, we can't take them. So I was going to drive up to Phoenix, I called and I asked if I could just drop the checks off there at an office. I said, no, we don't have an office. So, you know, you can't do it that way. So just recently I called again. I explained to them what's going on. The girl named Elizabeth said here, she said, well, I understand you're having trouble. This is just a bit on that April, whatever that date was. She said, I'll do it for you. And so she took my payment over the phone. So that's why I am now, you know, paid up. But when she was trying to help me and she said, here, let me, you know, she gave me another password, tried to help me and it still didn't go through. She said, are you doing it from a phone or from a computer? And I said, no, from a phone. And she said, that's what might be what's the problem. She said, there is a few bugs that they're trying to work out. So we'll do it now for this year. And hopefully by next year, everything will be worked out. And so I just think that not everybody has access to internet. Not everybody has access to a computer. Not everybody has access to a printer. And so I think it's not fair that, you know, I'm being treated like this when I've been a barber for all these years and I've never had a problem.
Okay. Your arguments are good arguments. Do you have any additional information you want to provide to us? And is it current now?
Yeah. It's new expiration date for the establishment is June 30th, 2025. So you'll have to renew next month, the end of next month.
End of next month. Okay. Are you aware of that?
Of what?
That all your stuff expires end of next month.
And personal life is good until
2025. Oh, just your establishment. Just your establishment. I'm sorry. I just want you to be aware of it so you don't get caught again.
Okay, but here's the problem. I still can't log in. So I can call again. I can call again and see, and you know, hopefully somebody will take my payment over the phone. But for some reason, I can't log in. It's when I log in with my email, I've only had one email my whole entire life. And when I try to log in with it, it doesn't accept it. So I'm still stuck unless somebody's willing to take my payment over the phone.
Okay. I agree with what you're saying. I would recommend that you do a call in if that becomes a problem. We just need to get it taken care of for you. Okay.
Okay.
I do want to make one clarifying point that the establishment license originally, the expiration date that our investigator found expired June 30th, 2023, mm-hmm. which was prior to any of our system transitions. So his license was in fact expired before the system transition. Fully understand current system transitions. I'm happy to hear that our customer service representative was able to help him. Mm-hmm. We of course are continuing to work with everybody on their renewals. And we will of course work with Mr. Zuniga on his establishment renewal. That'll be due at the end of June.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. Technology can be a challenge.
Yeah, but when I called and paid, I made two separate payments. So I don't know what the two payments were for then. I thought probably it was for the establishment license.
Yeah, probably your personal license and your establishment license.
Right, but she's telling me that, or you're saying that, oh, so I'm current, but in June is my next one.
Yes, but that's just your establishment, apparently.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to go into deliberations now. So do we have thoughts on this, Kate? He passed. Thanks for the conclusion to the law.
I'm Marshall Knox.
I moved it, we accept the finding of facts and the conclusion of law.
McFadden, I second it.
The motion, second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so we get to tell them, do we have an order of discipline in this matter? Motion for an order?
No history, right? Is there any history?
No prior history within the past 3 years.
Sounds like good operation. So is there any benefit to finding this guy for anything? Could we come up with an order of discipline that is appropriate? Yeah, but they're trying to do it, it's right now, but so.
Marshall Knox, here on this one, on case number 20250128. See how Pedro, I guess, has finally got everything scheduled, even though there was some issues with what's going on. So we issue a letter of concern considering Pedro's case.
Okay. Motion for a letter of concern, do we have a second?
McFadden, second it.
The motion is second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and motion accepted. So the Mr. Zuniga, we recognize you've had a lot of problems trying to get this go, I understand it. We are issuing a letter of concern because it did go longer than it should have, but we're not going to fine you today.
Okay, so I don't have to pay that $150 fine, right?
You do not, just get your license renewed.
Okay.
Use that money for that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You'll get a letter in the mail about this. But that's all you need to do is keep your licenses up.
Another thing you can also try to do, Pedro, is when you go to try to log in, instead, I don't know if you use a Safari or Google, but try to log in from the, if you have a way of logging in through Google, usually you tend to have better success versus Safari.
Google, okay. Okay.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next case is case number 2025-01312, Fresh Cuts LLC, VAR 004324, Fresh Cuts LLC, the owner. Sandra Bauman is a member and Michael Reed is the manager. So you guys, come on forward.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation form on file for this case.
All right, come up to this table right here, if you would, please. If you stand by your chairs, raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the testimony you get today will be the truth and the whole truth, and then state your name.
I do. I mean, from Alaska, I do, Michael Reed.
Please have a seat. Okay, yeah, the other member is Sandra Bauman. And who might you be? Oh, okay. Well, we need to talk to her, so it's okay. I'm glad to know you're here. All right, so she's going to review the case with us, and then we're going to come back and ask you questions. Okay?
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Holly Hayden. On February 13th, 2025, I conducted an inspection of Fresh Cut, and I spoke with the owner, Michael Reed. Dominion Dante's Alaska was found working under a California barber license with no Arizona barber license. On October 8th, 2021, 3 years and 7 months ago, Dominion had applied for a license to be able to rent the property, but never finished the application process. He withdrew that application on January 21st, 2024. On May 7th, 2025, 2 months and 24 days after the inspection, Dominion applied for a barber license via rental property for the second time. On May 8th, 2025, the board office emailed Dominion to ask him for a color copy of his driver's license or government issued ID. And as of today, a license has not been issued. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to share them.
And that was the only issue in this investigation?
Correct. Yeah, everything was great.
Great. Okay, gentlemen, one of you, would you tell me how this is the case? How are we in that situation?
I was just there to get a bill out for the barber shop. I wasn't actually cutting. I was just there, but when they came by, I said, oh, what if I could, so I showed my California license, which was violated. And I just finished, I went into the Christmas party, and did it online, and pretty much it.
Okay, so you have now applied for reciprocity?
Yes.
Okay, and apparently you had applied a couple other times earlier?
I did, but I couldn't figure the internet thing out.
Yeah.
I just kind of pushed it aside.
Okay, do you feel like now you've got this figured out?
Yeah, I got it in my receipt and everything now.
Okay, so you're probably pretty good.
Did he currently have a license?
No.
Can we tell if he's in the process? I was asking to see if they can verify your innocence.
Deputy Director Shepherd, we do have him in the system, and we have a barber reciprocity application pending.
Looks complete, looks like we're moving down the right direction now.
Licensing and Customer Care Administrator, Jeff Cobles, and worked on the 60 citizenship document complete.
Okay. It's a form where you have to sign it saying you're a US citizen.
As well as proof of citizenship, which can refer driver's license passport.
You'll see right now.
Yeah, we can't do it during the meeting, but we're gonna get this taken care of, I need to get you clean. So after the meeting, because we're nearly towards the end of it, can you take a minute? Would that be okay?
Yep.
Okay. That lady right there is who you need. Okay, so it's simple form and show your driver's license. Then we're clean. All right. So, and there's no other things we need to know about what's going on.
Quick question for the investigator, when you came in, was that is accurate? Was he working and not working, or?
He was not actively cutting hair, but he did have a fixed.
He was set up as Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And this was in February?
Correct, February 15th.
Question for the investigator again, did you ask him if he actively was working, or what was?
It was obvious that the station was his, and he was unaware that he needed an Arizona barber license because he didn't have a California.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you? Oh, you? Yeah, sure, you wanna say something?
I ran to these people, I mean, like I got a couple more people, first out of barber student, haven't took their chance. They work with the company, they feel the barber shop out, and I do a lot of that's what he was doing, he had stuff there, but he hasn't cut any hair. Because he does, and has license right now. But I did have him put his equipment stuff in the barber shop, which is the more people have there, they have a bunch of, and see there, they're talking as well.
Okay, thank you.
Just to speak on that for future reference, what you might wanna do is until they actually license and sitting and have a license for this shop, you probably don't wanna have them stood up, because you're gonna keep running into this situation when the inspector comes in. We get a lot of guys that say, oh, you know, I'm just here watching, but in reality, you know. So not saying that you were cutting or weren't cutting, I don't know, wasn't there. I guess the impression is like you was there as a working barber since you had your license posted. So it gives the impression that you're working illegally.
Just my equipment was at the base.
Oh, okay.
He sold it. Yeah, the idea is right, what.
Yeah, so just the easy way to stop yourself from that, until they actually get licensed, you might not wanna have them set up.
Yeah, by law, you can't appear to be practicing. Arizona law.
And as a professional, Board Member McFadden here, as a professional barber, experienced in the valley for over 20 years, cutting. I've been advocating with Mr. Freeman Dean at McGalley, sorry, for trying to get it to office again, if we can get some more hands-on, just office to take care of the paperwork, so it's not everything online, but it's been an over-year process trying to get it situated, so I'm not sure where we're standing on that, but as a professional barber, I'm trying to advocate for his licensee to have some physical contact instead of having to do everything online. So I'm not sure where we're at with that, Mr. McGalley.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go into deliberations now. So does the board have any other questions? All right, regarding conclusion of law, findings of fact, conclusion of law, we have a motion.
Marston Knox, I move based on the fact that we kept the final facts and conclusion of law in case number 20250132.
McFadden, second it.
Okay, we have motion second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, any opposed? All right, so we believe this. That's always the. Okay, do we have a motion regarding discipline in this matter?
Tracy Wilkinson here. I moved off our consent agreement for $250 civil penalty. If not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing with 12 months probation.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
So the worth quick. That towards it's not him personally, it's towards the shop. $150 fine is towards Fresh Cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry. Tracy, I don't know if you can hear me. I was just asking the $250 fine, this is against Fresh Cuts, correct?
That's how I see it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so do we have a second or no? If not, let's get another motion. Okay, hearing no second, do we have another motion? Another idea?
Marston Knox, I motion that we do a letter of concern in case number 20250132.
Member Turner, I second.
Okay, we have motion second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay. All right. So by majority, we're going to give you a letter of concern because of the time it took to do this. And that's it. So
where's the letter of concern?
It goes in your file. It says it took you a long time to get a license when you came to Arizona.
So basically, moving forward, how you need to get the situation taken care of. If we see you again, you'll have some on your record that shows that you, this isn't your first offense. Or that's all. There's no penalty. There won't be a penalty, but there will be just a letter saying, hey, you know, we noticed that you fell behind on this, or more so to Fresh Cuts.
Right.
Not against you personally. It'll be a letter concerning Fresh Cuts. So if we come through again, and if that's part of the situation, I'll guarantee you it probably won't be a letter concern.
So let's don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I knew about the unsatisfactory.
The unsatisfactory is because you had an unlicensed person. So you're okay. That's part of that.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Part of the letter concern.
And it mentions about probationary period. Does that apply to my license as well? Or
no. This is just to the
Fresh Cuts. To the shop. Fresh Cut.
Yep. Okay. And you'll get a letter about this in the mail. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Next case is case number 2025-01319, Palace Nail Spa by Vivian, SNT 20030, Beval H. Nguyen, 51900708. Star six if you're online. Case number 2025-01319. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2025-01319 move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to an agreement on a consent agreement before that happens.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Marston Knox.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Unanimously, we agree that moves forward. Next case. Thank you for coming up. Oh, you come and stay there. 2025-01326 and 2025-01327. T Valley Nails, license SNT 17623, SAES 18309. Trang Cam Nguyen is the owner. Anyone here from that case? You're online, star six. Hearing no response, I move the case number 2025-01326 and 2025-01327. Move forward to a public hearing.
Hello, we're here. Hello.
Ah.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Stay still for a second. All right. I withdraw my motion. Now. So who is this online?
Yes, my name is Steve Bukes. I'm a lawyer here in Arizona, and I'm with Chang Nguyen, the respondent.
Okay, good. Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have a notice of appearance on file for this case.
Okay, I need to swear in your client. Mr. Nguyen?
I'm here.
Okay, Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Do you swear?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, do you swear from the testimony you give today be truthful and the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
And then state your name.
Chang Nguyen.
Thank you. All right, so our investigator is going to review this case with us, and we'll come back to you with questions.
Sure, thank you.
Ms. Hill.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On December 2nd, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Chi Valley Mill, and I spoke with the owner. During the inspection, the following health and safety violation was found. 1 gallon of bubblegum acrylic liquid water was found when looking through the establishment product supply cabinet. The first ingredient listed on the container is methyl methacrylate, which is MMA. The manager was informed that this is a highly toxic substance prohibited from being used or stored on the establishment premises, and that EMA is up to federal and state safety standards. Warning on the liquid acrylic monomers container state: dangerous, toxic if in contact with skin or inhaled. First aid response: if inhaled, move the person to fresh air. If not breathing, give artificial respiration and consult a physician. In case of skin contact, wash off with soap and plenty of water and consult a physician. The bottle states for industrial use only. Nowhere on the monomer packaging says it is to be used for nails or on the human body. Due to the nature of how acrylic liquid monomers are used in a salon setting, it is impossible to avoid the warnings on the product's packaging. You will see the photographs attached to this report. I also found the following licensing violation. Expired establishment license number was displayed with an expiration date of January 28, 2024. When looking at the establishment license number on the board's licensing database system, I verified it had expired on January 28, 2024, 11 months before the inspection. On December 7, 2024, establishment license number SNT17623 was renewed and expired on January 28, 2026. The establishment has had the same ownership since January 2014, over 11 years. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
The board have any questions? Okay, so Mr. Nguyen, have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes, she got a chance to review it, and we submitted a letter that kind of went through and outlined some of the difference, obviously the concerns. We wanted to let you know that, first of all, we appreciate the chance to talk to you today. And I will say this, as the lawyer for Ms. Nguyen, she takes full responsibility for the oversight regarding the license renewal. And we're here respectfully to request the board consider these facts and mitigation. Once she found out that the license had not been renewed, we took immediate steps to go and make sure it was renewed. There was a situation with Ms. Nguyen, the help of a family member. She had to go back to Vietnam on several occasions. And I think as the lady indicated, she's been there for over 11 years. In fact, some of the history of the establishment goes back almost 20 years. She's run an excellent business over that time. With regard to the chemical, it was not being used, but at the same time too, she wasn't aware that it had not been disposed of. And so when they located it, they immediately, in fact, she actually contacted me, and I went through a client of mine that is involved with Southwest Ground Control, and they took the appropriate steps to dispose of it. But we're here to request, like I said, leniency and mitigation in light of the long history that she had. And we appreciate your time today.
Okay, thank you. Anything else you want to add? No, okay. All right, so we'll go into deliberations now. First of all, do we have a motion regarding findings, facts, conclusions of law?
Marshall Knox, I move that we adopt the findings, facts, and conclusions of law.
Okay, and second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so we agree that the situation happened. Do we have an order, a motion for an order of discipline in this matter?
This is Guzman Glover. I am curious about history.
Okay.
We do have that three for it was for an expired establishment license.
Okay. We had expired license once before, but we didn't have the chemicals.
No.
Okay, so the chemicals are a nuisance.
Find some.
That's all I have. Some doors that, and I even asked for the license. The 250, I mean, you know, the MMA is standard. We've already established the standard.
Yeah.
Board Member McFadden here. I'm just wondering how long the guy's been in business.
He's been in business 21 years now. In fact, at the location where she's at, it's Dana Park, you know, right next to Starbucks. She's actually the longest standing tenant in that complex off of Val Vista and by the 60.
Good. Our two issues here that we're reviewing are the license issue, which is just paperwork that needed to be taken care of correctly. A bigger issue for us is the MMA. MMA has been illegal for 30 years, 40 years. It's not a new issue. So.
Question for the clerk or special attorney general real quick. Are we able to get clarification on this one? Are we able to issue a fine for one violation and a letter of concern for the other?
You may.
Can do that? I just want to clarify before we use the next step.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So is there any other questions to the board?
No.
All right. Then we're ready for a motion to motion of discipline.
Marshall Knox, I move that we issue a disciplinary fine of $500 for the MMA and a letter of concerns for the expired license. And involving case number 20250136 and 20250137.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
McFadden, I'm taking it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
One nay? Okay.
Who, for the record, who was the nay?
Tracy.
Tracy. Because there was history on the establishment license.
Yeah, I understand. It makes perfect sense. All right, so by majority, we're going to give you a letter of concern related to the licensing event because we agree that a long history has value, and we're supporting you. The methamphetamine, we don't have any ability to give slack. So we are going to invoice you $500 a time schedule on the letter to comply. Thank you for your time today.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next case is 2025-01249, Bella Beauty Studios. Bella Beauty Holding LLC is the owner, Fabian Pena. Do we have a response? Anybody here? Star six. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2025-01249 move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved come to an agreement. I can send an agreement before that.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Next case, 2025-01253, DB's Barbershop, BBE 002279. David Blanco, VAR 005772. Star six, if you're online. Step up if you're here. Seeing neither, I move the case number 2025-01253 move forward to form a hearing unless the parties involved come to an agreement on a consent agreement before that happened.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Yeah, unanimously agree on that. Next one up, number 2025-01313, Cuddy's Barber Shop, BBE 001147, Jason Holloway, VAR 003644. Star Sticks to be online. Jason Holloway. Okay, hearing no response, I move the case number 2025-01313. Move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved come to an agreement on a consent agreement before that happened.
Second, Morrison.
Motion and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, move forward. Next case, number 2025-01314, Bolano's Barber Shop, BBE 000218. Oligario Bolanos. Anyone here from that case? Online, Star Stick. Okay, hearing no response, I move the case number 2025-01314. Move forward to a formal hearing. Let the parties involved come to an agreement on consent agreement before that happens.
Second, Morrison.
Motion and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimously agree on that. And the favorite case number 2025-01338, Onyx Rising Hair Studio, SCOF 33045, Adam Schubert, 11100591. Anybody here from that case? 2025-01338. Star Sticks, if you're online. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2025-01338. Move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved come to a consent agreement before that happens.
Second, Morrison.
Thank you. Motion and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? All right, unanimously agree on that. And that's game. All right. One more thing. Number eight. Those wishing to address the board during a public meeting do not need to request permission in advance, as the board allows for a call to the public subject to a reasonable time, place, and manner of restrictions. Individuals may address the board on any issue within its jurisdiction pursuant to ARS 384-3101. Aye. Members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take action on matters raised during a call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. However, the board may ask the staff to review the matter and may ask the matter be placed on a future agenda. So is anyone out there excited to address us? No, you're just as tired as we are. All right. Thank you for not addressing that. I appreciate it. All right. We're up for
whoever moves that we adjourn the meeting.
There you go. Yeah. Motion second. Everyone agrees to amen.
Aye.
All right. Don't say
amen.
Amen.
Anybody opposed and want to stay here? All right. We're out. Thank you all for coming.